Okay, today we are at Siman Chav Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, all about the straps. We begin with the Mechaber Tzorach Shihiyeh Hashachor Shebretzuos Letzad Chut Velo Yishapachu. So you have to have the black side of the straps facing outwards, and they shouldn't be reversed, flipped over. Bein Shel Yad, Bein Shel Rosh, both by the Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh.
Okay, we are Chav Zayin.
Chav Zayin, Yud Aleph.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yishal shel harzuos yu tuluyim lefonov v'yegi'u ad hatobur o lemali menu ma'at. So the length of them, they should go all the way down to the belly button. Roichav harzuos, the width of them, shel yad v'shel rosh, ke'orech se'oros pachos. What's a se'ora? A little bean, right? So se'ora wheat, right? I'm sorry, barley. It's too early. Korach se'ora lefachos. It should be the size of barley. So lemais, we'll see the post number now. It's about between, let's say, around 10 centimeters, 10 millimeters. Im piches mi shiur orech haretzuos v'rochlon. If it's less than that, im ein emoti acheros menichim kemosh shehein ad shiimtzo acheros kashir. They're too small, the straps are too thin, so you can put them on until you find others, ritzuos. Tefillin shel rosh, tov lihiosam giluyim venirim. So they should be, the tefillin shel rosh on your head should be seen, shouldn't be covered. Aval talmid fnei rabo, ein derech eretz l'kalas tefillin bifonov. So it's not respectful for a talmid to be having his tefillin exposed. We'll see as the Mishnah Berurah explains why. When in front of, he's standing in front of his Rebbe, we'll see we're not so makbid on this. It does not matter whether they are the bottom are covered or they are exposed. So we only wear them now by Shema and by davening. And even a student in front of the Rebbe could wear his tefillin. V'chein haminag shelo lizoher. And the minig is not to be concerned for this about that. So we'll see what the concern was and why the Ramah feels it does not necessarily apply now. Okay, so let's begin. I think it's the end, right? Yeah. Starts the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph Isifkan Lam Ches. V'lo yishapachu, that the straps should not become flipped over, reverse. V'in yishapachu midas chasidus hu lihisanos o liftois bitzidaka. So if they do become flip, the Gemara talks about this, that there is a inyan of all the tzemir chassidus is not required, but to give tzedakah or to fast, and the tzedakah would be the amount of food that one would have eaten during the day. That money should go to tzedakah. So the part that we're really concerned about, you know, sometimes the lamaisa, in other words, you get flipped over. It's only talking about those that are surrounding the head on the sharosh, or the ritzuos that are surrounding the arm. Aval ma shekorech acharkach v'chein ma shemishtal shel lefonav miritzua shel tefillin sharosh ein tzarech lahak biklal shelo yishapach. Those the remaining parts, that's not the ikar mitzvah, the kashira, that part we're not concerned about. So, look, it doesn't look nice if it's flipped down there, but so then you should reverse it as well, but that's not really what the kapeda is. The kapeda is really on the part of that is the actual mitzvah itself. Morning. We'll continue now. We're Lamed Tess. Bein shayad hini b'shayad shehu roeh shehu meiniach yochli roeh shelo yishafech lo hakesher v'lo haretzua. So the knot itself shouldn't become flipped, reversed, nor the straps. B'sho rosh, we're talking about that. De'ena roeh k'shehu meiniach saviv rosh. You don't see it, right, when it's around your head. Yimash mish heitav b'yad u'mimokam hakatzitza b'chol tzad v'yargish im munochim k'roeh. So you have to feel back there. You can't see it. The tefillin shel yad, just look. You see if it's flipped down. But you have to check. You'll see people, walk around. I saw someone who's makbid did not to have his hands touch his hair when he's putting on. So he took his yarmulke and he went all around like this, just to feel, to make sure that the ritzuos were in the right spot. Okay. And then the length of the ritzua for the tefillin shebirosh has to go down to your belly button, ad tabur, in mem. You can go longer than that, but that's the minimum requirement. That's the Malbim. The maske de shel yamin, the right side, shel hatabor v'shel small al hachaze. V'tur kosev od yishomrim de shel yamin ad hamila v'shel small ad hatabor. So we always have the right side of the right strap is longer than that. That's based in general. We give a predominance to the right side over the left side. So when it comes to ritzuos, so the right strap is longer than the left strap. So how long does the right side? So the right one goes longer beyond, according to this, goes beyond past the belly button down to the Malkum Hamila, and the left side goes up to the left strap goes to the down as far as the belly button. Okay, now we talked about the Sa'ora is a barley. So how thick is it? Ka'orech Sa'ora Hainu Biklipasa with in its klipa and shell of Avaloha Oikit Shilo without the stem. V'yesh ba'akotzin aruchim ma'od, you got very long ones. V'yesh ha'omrim didai baruch av ma'orech chita ulepachos mikis sa'ora. So you could have even a wheat that's a little bit smaller than a barley seed. V'makom hadchak, when you impress, yesh lismuch alzeh. One could, in fact, rely upon this. If you want to get the actual measurements, he brings in the dirshu at 49. L'shidus chazanish ha'shiurahi ki 10.7 millimeters, right? That's the amount. Shekain the Eiv Charlotte. I'm saying ain lahake bepachos miroch of 11 millimeters. The Shitas of Chaim Noah Shuhu 10 millimeters. So that's the thing. Now, in general, you don't have to worry about it. The place where it really comes up is where you tie when you have the kashir pulling it the other way. So then you'll see over time, just it starts to get the, you know.
Saying this is the minimum it has to be, or this
yeah,
is
the minimum. That's the minimum. The kasa of the bim kefel hiduk, the place where you attach, where you tie it. Shiraga sharatsua nis kamta sham, it gets smaller in that place. Oh shnif sekis achlo nishabo kashir, it can get even, you know, so small that the place that it becomes smaller than the 10 millimeters. Okay. Mem Gimel now, keep going. Manichin Mipnei Shiesh Mach Shirin Vyesh Poislin Apidyevik Mivur Bes Yosef Alkain Hechriya Kain. And then Mem Dalid. This is, I'm just going back for 1 second. Kimosha Achim Tzachid, right? This is when you had smaller ones, but there was nothing else available, so you could put them on until you get the bigger ones. That's what he's referring to here. V'achronim maski de'im piches mishir ha'orech b'shel yad v'nizkul ha'el b'simen yud sim sifches yaniach b'li bracha. So you put them on without a bracha. V'im yesh k'dei lifshot ad etzba tzreder, if it goes long enough to last to your middle finger, ha'krichos ein ma'akvin. So the fact that you don't have long enough to wrap it also, so then that's not a problem. V'orech ritzuos shel rosh kosav ha'artos ha'chayim d'davke im yesh chutz mima shemakiv ha'rosh al koponim kashir shnei tefachim. So this goes 2 tefachim longer than that. Tefach, we'll say, is, you know, let's say more or less like 4 inches or so. V'halav hachi yanichim b'lo bracha, you put on without a bracha. V'inyin rochav haratzuos shel yad v'shel rosh echmir gam kein. V'deim lohay rak kidei orech achita yanichim b'li bracha. So if it's the size of a wheat seed, wheat kernel, then you put them on without ayin sham. L'inyin im and hani l'sakin ratzuos ayin l'kamon. So okay, we'll get to that about that's where we get all the interesting halachas. The ritzuos have to be black, and what happens? Important halachas that maybe not everyone's careful about you know, when it gets a little chipped on the black and stuff like that. Okay, and then we're talking now. The next one is about that they should be exposed. Your tefillin shabbos should be exposed. Tov liyosam dechziv ra'u kol ame ha'aretz. Right, they'll see the tefillin on you. V'tov shigam hakeshi yemegula, even in the back, the kesha should be seen. Aval ein nohagin kein b'dieved af im hayim mechusim legamra yotza. Right, it's fine. Ein derech eretz for a Talmud to wear a tefillin in front of his Rebbe. It's a tefillin hein derech kovod. That's like a special thing we saw many times already. So like we talk about this, saw this by when wearing the tefillin by Musaf, right? That how can you say keser for Kadosh Baruch when you're wearing your keser? So you're wearing a crown. So the Talmud wearing a crown in front of his Rebbe. It's a kovod. Dechsiv rokol ame haaretz for ein derech eretz lishavoyz atmal rabos. Looks like you're putting yourself on the same level as your Rebbe. Al kin yichas osam betaliso o a kova. You should cover with a talis, with a hat. However, ain lahakpid in mem zayin, mikol makom lechadchila tov yoisin lechasos. The best thing is to be makpid on this, but we're not. Mem ches im heim geluim, pirshim nikru'u. If it gets torn, begod of leislan voz, no problem, aval osla hanichon al beged. You can't put them on top of your, beged. Okay. Should we go? We have a little time? Okay, let's start it. Taking off the tefillin, chaf ches. Chayv adal namashmesh betefillin bechol shah. Person should be constantly touching them. Shlo yisiyach daitu mehem, so you shouldn't forget about them. Vimashmesh b'shel yad techili, you should touch your tefillin shel yad first. Ukeshiomer ukeshartim lo'os al yadecho, mashmesh b'shel yad, right? We touch them in the tefillin, that's what it says to do in the art scroll, right? Ukeshiomer l'hay l'tot tefos b'ininecha, yimashmesh b'shel rosh. Then you, what's it called? Then you touch your head to fill in. Says the Mishnah Rebbechol Shah, Pirish Bechol Shah, Shinizkar Behem, Chayv the Mashmesh, the Al Yede Kane, Nizkar Lehem Todir, Velo Yov Lede, Hesachadas, Velo Kede Lissak Nam, Shalo Yazuzu Mimakoman. So there's a twofold purpose to this, so that you shouldn't forget about them, and that you also should make sure they're constantly in their place. Beish Lo Yisich Daito, Beisa Tefila, Ein Sarach the Mashmesh Behem. When you actually dive, you don't have to touch them. B'shalyad first, b'shalyad samuch lo l'mashmo v'ein ma'avir al hamitzvahs. So if you think about it, right, it's the gestures like this. You have to feel on your left hand. So when you're coming to lift your arm to feel this, you have to pass your hand over the tefillin shalyad to touch your tefillin shabarosh. So you go here, you touch the tefillin shalyad first, and then you go up to them, because now it's ma'avir al hamitzvahs. Okay, last one, sivkat and dalid, techil v'achat.
Just because you put the shalyad on first.
But you have to pass it unless you see.
Yeah, I know, I'm saying.
So 1 second, I'll do one of these things, right? That doesn't work. We assume the gesture would be you would have to pass by them, okay? And then what? Sivkan dale tchila fa'achikach v'shabrosh. Then you adjust. You feel your tefillin shabrosh. The ibe es mishmush shabrosh matzahu shenishma mekom. You see that it slipped out of its place. V'nodalo az she. Hashalyad gamke nishma mekomo, and then you all know the shalyad slipped. Also, tzarch lizar shalyad techila, that one you put on first on mekomo. If you put that one right, mikra, because it says ukeshartim laos al yadecha v'hod latotos beinecha. Right, so you have to adjust your tefillin shalyad first. So Shalom yesterday told me, he says you have a surefire way to know if your tefillin are out of place. If someone's looking at you and they adjust their tefillin, you can tell, oh, it must be mine's off also, because they look at you and they look at them and they adjust theirs, you should check yours as well. Okay.